everybody, and welcome in to a special Sports Talk Chicago podcast, where today we're talking with one of the NFL's all-time great running backs, Jerome Bettis. My name's John Zaglua, and I'm in today's driver's seat. As I mentioned, a big interview planned, one that should be informative and enjoyable to say the least, as NFL Hall of Fame running back Jerome Bettis joins us here in just a moment. Before we get started, make sure to follow us on Twitter at Chi-Talk Sports and hit me up personally on Google+, LinkedIn, and Instagram at John Zags, and on Twitter at John Z Sports. Also, I've now made a Facebook page. You can find me by searching my name, John Zaglua. Today's show is brought to you by Moochie World, where inspiration meets creation. Call 708-247-2100 to book parties, paint your own pottery, and have art classes for adults and children. Moochie World, creativity at its finest. And by the Windy City Thunderbolts. Now that the 2018 season is over, get ready for 2019, the team's 20th anniversary. Season tickets go on sale in March. Well, before we get started today, I have to say this is an interview that I'm personally looking forward to. I had to do a lot of hustling and a lot of work to make this happen, and I'm looking forward to talk to Jerome about so many topics, including the origins behind his nickname, his great NFL career, and his partnership with Stryker Orthopedics. At this time, I'd like to thank you, the listener, for continuing to support my efforts with these podcasts. I appreciate your loyalty and your willingness to listen to all of my interviews, and I hope that today's show will continue to provide excellent content for you. So once again, thank you for your support, and please enjoy today's interview. And with that, it's time for our special guest. He began his NFL career with the Los Angeles Rams in 1993, rushing for over 1,400 yards and making a Pro Bowl appearance. In 1996, following an unpopular coaching change, he was traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers for two future draft choices. In 10 seasons with the team, he rushed for over 10,000 yards, made four Pro Bowl teams, and won Super Bowl 40. Today, he's a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame and an ambassador for Stryker Orthopedics. Please welcome the bus himself, Jerome Bettis, to the show. And Jerome, how are you doing today? And thank you for being here on the show.
Thank you for having me. Having a great time here in New York.
So I have to ask as my first question, what's the story behind your nickname, and what were your thoughts on it when you first heard it?
Well, actually, it really wasn't my choice. It was kind of given to me. Someone in the student body newspaper when I was at Notre Dame, they wrote an article saying that I was kind of reminded them of a bus, and I was taking them to school or carrying them to school or whatever. But the student body quickly picked up on it and they started to chant, "Nobody stops the bus." So really, I had no choice in the matter. I wasn't involved in the decision making. It was given to me, and I've since grown to love it.
What a great nickname, because you know you were such a powerful running back during your time. What do you attribute all of your success to?
Well, I mean, for me, it was the way that I approached the game. You know, I was physical, but I always approached it a little bit more analytically than some other people in terms of angles and positions and things that I could do to manage to help me be a better football player, one, but also get to maximize the yardage that I could get on the field.
And during your career, especially later in your tenure with Pittsburgh, you suffered multiple injuries. You were such a hard worker and such a hard-nosed player that your body couldn't keep up. How difficult was it for you to continually have to prove yourself and regain your starting position? Because when you got hurt, you lost some opportunities to stay in the starting rotation as Pittsburgh's running back. So what was that like for you to continually have to prove yourself?
Well, I understood it. It was a business. And, you know, you want the best players out there. So I was never afraid of competition and competing. So for me, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't that rough of a situation. It was just one that you had to deal with, one you had to manage.
Speaking of injuries, I wanted to ask you about 2000, because I know that you had a long time injury, but you used some acting skills to prove it was football related. What's the story behind this?
No, it was a situation where I was in the last year of the contract and just wanted to ensure that I was going to stay on the team and stay in Pittsburgh. And so I had to use a little acting skills to create an injury to give me a little bit more time to get healthy for that season. It worked. It worked.
Jerome Bettis here on Sports Talk Chicago. And Jerome, going to 2004, now you were facing the New England Patriots in the AFC Championship game and lost by a close score of 24-21. Now, I know that after the game, you were considering retiring from the game altogether and just ending your career. How difficult was that loss for you to overcome, and what convinced you to come back for the next season?
Well, you know, it was extremely difficult. Obviously, you put everything you have into a game and you lose it that close. It's heartbreaking. And so I was very disappointed, but I was pretty certain about my decision to retire. And fortunately for me, I had some teammates that wouldn't stop, and they were adamant. And they told me it's going to be, you know, terrible to see you not at the Super Bowl in Detroit. And that's when it all clicked. I said, whoa, the Super Bowl is in Detroit, and I'm, you know, we've got a really good football team. I'm thinking I'd be stupid not to at least give it a shot. So I came back for one more.
How special was that moment for you when you came back? Because obviously you guys went to Detroit and ended up winning the Super Bowl, which is an unbelievable story to say the least. How did it feel getting crowned league champion the year after you thought, man, you know what, I'm going to call it quits?
Well, I was glad I made the right call. You know, some people made the wrong decision and missed out on the opportunity. So I was just blessed and happy that it can happen in my hometown.
And that Super Bowl championship capped off a legendary NFL career, which led to your induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2015. How much did this honor mean to you?
You know what? It was an amazing honor to be, you know, to be bestowed that type of honor. But, you know, for me, it was never the goal. The goal was always to win a championship. And so to have an opportunity to then go on and be recognized as one of the best players to ever have played the game, was very a special accomplishment and a very, very proud of the achievement.
You know, speaking of the Hall of Fame, what were your thoughts on this year's Hall of Fame class, and what did you think about Terrell Owens skipping the ceremony in Canton?
It was a great class. I thought Terrell kind of did himself a disservice by not going to the events, because, you know, they were all about him. You know, here's the moment that you have to really, you know, kind of tell the world your story. And he chose not to do it. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but that's just the way that he chose it to go. But it was definitely disappointing.
Looking at the upcoming 2018 season, which just started yesterday, what are your expectations on your former team, the Steelers, and the league as a whole?
You know what? It's hard to say. Obviously, I expect the Steelers to perform well. I think they're a playoff caliber football team. I expect that to continue this year. The league as a whole is still, you know, too early to tell. But I will say this: there were some huge upsets. You know, this week, namely North New Orleans being the main one. Tampa Bay came in and no one gave them a chance, and they went down to New Orleans and whooped on them pretty good. So that just tells you that the NFL is in a great place where teams that you don't think can win.
You know, going back to your former team, the Steelers, I wanted to get your thoughts on Le'Veon Bell and his contract situation. Now, you're a running back and he's a running back. You've both been great for the Steelers in the past. What do you have to say to Le'Veon about this situation and what he's doing to the organization?
Well, you know, I definitely tell him that, you know, you have to stand for your resolve and what you believe in. And he's doing that. So, you know, I can't just say anything, but, you know, I back you on your decision. But know that, you know, you're losing an awful lot of money that you could never get back under any circumstance. So just tell him that, you know, think very, very carefully because these next couple months will determine a whole lot in his life.
And in more current news, you're now an ambassador for Stryker Orthopedics. How have they helped you get through your joint pain from your playing days, and what was the Get on the Bus event like back last month?
Well, you know, it's been an amazing opportunity to work with Stryker, and it you know, kind of started, it was born out of my necessity to get to the doctor's office and get a little encouragement to do so. They did. I did that, and then thus the relationship was kind of born. And, you know, we took it a step further in trying to encourage other people to get out and see their doctor. And that was on that was the contest that, you know, you referred to. And that was great. We got, you know, people to write in and talk about their need to get, you know, get to the get their loved one to the doctor's office, and in honor of the national, you know, take a loved one to the doctor day, which is next Tuesday, the 18th. It's an opportunity now to get people to want to do that. But then we want to take it another step forward in that Stryker is putting on seminars all over the country simultaneously that will, in essence, kind of give new information about advances in joint pain. So we want to try to break a Guinness World Record and get as many people there as we can. So that's, you know, that's kind of how this relationship has developed and where it's gone. And we are looking forward to the 18th to try to break a record. It should be pretty special, and if anybody wants information, all they have to do is go to patients.stryker.com/seminars.
You know, you mentioned take your loved one to the doctor day. What's your message to those who don't go to the doctor regularly?
My advice is, you know, you don't want to live your life, you know, on the sidelines. Get in the game. You know, live your life. Find out, you know, what makes you tick outside of those normal things. And people don't realize that when you're banged up and you have this joint pain, you're not living the quality of life that you can. So it's important to get out there, you know, get back, you know, in your that daily life that you live. But you want to have a better quality of life. And if you deal with the joint pain, you're going to be fine. I know because it happened to me in my life.
I wanted to now go back to your playing days, and more specifically, Thanksgiving Day 1998, when you were facing the Detroit Lions, and you were the Steelers' representative for the overtime coin toss. What ended up happening, and what were your thoughts on the incident?
Oh, well, you know, I wish I could tell you exactly what happened, but the coin toss got kind of botched. I thought I said tails, and the referee thought I said heads, and we lost the coin toss and subsequently lost the game because the Lions came down and scored. So that was a very, very dark day.
What did Bill Cowher have to say to you after the game?
he fired me from going out there and being a captain and decide heads or tails.
And on a final note, Jerome, what's the greater achievement for you, bowling a 300 or winning a Super Bowl?
Well, for me, it was winning a Super Bowl. I mean, and to do it in my hometown, that was a dream come true. So, although the 300 was great, and one of my all-time accomplishments, it pales in comparison to winning a championship with a group of men that you respect.
Well, Jerome, thank you so much for being here on the show. It was a pleasure and an honor to have you on here today.
Hey, thank you.
Well, there you have it. What an honor it was to have Jerome Bettis here on today's show as we talked about his amazing NFL career, the origins behind his nickname, and his partnership with Stryker Orthopedics. This one really took a lot of work to get, and I'm so happy that Jerome took the time to be here on the show. And before we finish up today, it's now time for the announcer's call of the day segment. Since we had Jerome Bettis on the show today, I thought, how fitting would it be to include one of his many highlights here on the show? So, in the bus's honor, let's take it back to 2001, where Bettis and the Steelers were facing off against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Steelers were at the Buccaneers 46, and then Jerome Bettis happened. Let's listen in and see what he did.
First and 10 Steelers at the Tampa Bay 46. They get to the bus off the right side. Good hold. Cuts it back. He's on his way. 35, 30, 25, 20. The bus is gone.
The bus was gone all right. He scored a 46-yard touchdown and helped the Steelers pad their lead against the Bucs. That has been your announcer's call of the day. Well, that does it for us here on today's show. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at ChiTalkSports and hit me up personally on Google+, LinkedIn, and Instagram at John Zags, on Twitter at John Z Sports, and now on Facebook at John Zagluel. A special thank you once again to Jerome Bettis for taking the time to come here on the show. Before we finish up today, make sure to subscribe to the website. You can find the email subscription box on the homepage of the site. Simply type in your email, then click yes on the confirmation email, and from there, you'll be subscribed. You'll receive every new podcast and article, once it's posted, directly to your email. And also, Sports Talk Chicago is now on iTunes and Google Play. Simply search Sports Talk Chicago, and every podcast from the 2018 calendar year is now available. Feel free to leave us a 5-star rating or write a review. Your support is greatly appreciated. Thank you again for listening in to today's show, and have a great day.